Check, check.
You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Sigmart, Express Furniture Rentals, Le Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
The Sierra Nevadas are hidden on a hazy Tuesday evening in the Central Valley, but it's still perfect conditions for the series opener between the Lake Elsinore Storm, the San Diego Padres affiliate, and the Fresno Grizzlies, the affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Good evening to you from downtown Fresno inside Chuck Chancey Park. I'm Tim Slack, and a great pitching matchup awaits the first game of this six-game series here in downtown Fresno tonight. The Grizzlies got a fantastic start from LeBaron Johnson last Wednesday. He was perfect in his professional debut through four innings. Ended up surrendering a couple of runs, but he struck out seven in five innings, got the win, the first win of two against Lake Elsinore on that six-game road trip for the Grizzlies. He'll be opposed by the Padres' top pitching prospect, left-hander Cash Mayfield, who was perfect as well. He struck out six in three innings of work against the Modesto Nuts. The 20-year-old southpaw from Oklahoma was fantastic in his debut, the number three prospect in the Padres organization. He is their top pitching prospect, the highest rated of all the San Diego Padres pitchers, according to Baseball America, a fastball that runs up into the high 90s. So two really good pitchers, and that is key because both of these teams are looking to get going. For Fresno, the offense hasn't supported the pitching quite as consistently as first-year skipper Cesar Galvez would have chosen if he could pick. But the offense is showing signs of life. A lot of young guys in this lineup starting to put together some good at-bats. And as they return home from a six-game road trip, they're looking for the familiar territory to kind of kick-start this offense. Lake Elsinore has the highest ERA in the California League coming into this series, but they are turning to their best pitcher. They've had some really great hitting performances, but don't look at their record. They were 0-7 to start the year before taking two wins from Modesto, who was 7-0 to start the year. And so some imbalance in the California League. Of course, the North, led by Modesto so far at 7-2 overall. The Grizzlies are 4-5 and 3 games behind them. And on the flip side of that coin, Lake Elsinore, 2-7, has the worst record in the California League, but they're only 3 games back of Rancho Cucamonga, who is just 5-4. So plenty of irony going into this series. We'll talk about it a little bit more as the pregame show continues. But coming up next, we're going to talk to manager Cesar Galvez, check in on how the first 9 games have gone for him as manager of the Grizzlies, and then we'll have starting lineups and first pitch. First game of a 6-game series in downtown Fresno, the Lake Elsinore Storm and the Fresno Grizzlies will get things going when we come back.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Uishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Swart out here, operating partner at Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast.
Welcome back on the pregame show presented by Chick Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Tim Slack down in the dugout with manager Cesar Galvez. And first 9 games as a manager, you got a win in game 1. You guys hit the road. What have you learned about your team through the first 9 games?
Well, thank you for having me here. Thank you so much. I mean, you know, learning in the game, learning from the team, it's just the first one. It's the first time that we go on the road, so... I have way more experience than those young players, and I know they're gonna get comfortable on that. Just first time, I think we play great defense, so we just need to make a little bit of adjustment on the offensively side, and we're gonna be okay.
Yeah, so some of the offense, you have a couple of teenagers, you got some guys in their 20s. This is a developmental level. A lot of guys getting their first taste of pro ball. But what do you tell them early on, and how do you prepare them for the long grind of the season?
I mean, what I make sure that they understand is that we need to pitch and defend. We need to pitch and play defense. Here, offensively side always will be up and down. That's always everywhere. So we just need to make sure that keep them together and keep them working and making adjustments and be the more positive team on the offensively side, because that's the hard thing to do on baseball, hitting.
Well, you guys have turned a lot of double plays behind your pitching staff, lead the California League. So defense seems like it's going to plan to start. How do you develop? How do you build off of that?
I mean, yeah, we've been pitching good, but... just like I say, we're pitching good. If we keep pitching like that, we can play different like that, we're going to be okay. It's just get it together. Like, I imagine that all the team and everybody on baseball know the hitter, the offensive side will be obviously up and down. We just need to keep putting team together and keep working. Development, that's our job as a staff here.
Well, one of the fun things to watch early on has been when you have gotten offense on, you guys have run a lot. What has been the overall message about putting pressure on the other team?
I mean, I'm that kind of manager. Like, I'm going to run, especially with the team that I have. I have half or more of the player on the lineup that can stealing back. So we're going to be active in that, and we're going to try it every night.
Well, it's looking good. We talked about pitching a little bit. LeBaron Johnson gets the start. He was perfect through his first 4 innings of his professional debut. What do you look for from him tonight?
I mean, LeBaron Johnson did a great job on his outing over there and when we was on the road. So through 4 perfect innings, get in trouble a little bit on the feet, but get it done, find a way to get it done. That's what you're looking for when they compete, when they battle on the mound and finish their job. So tonight, he's going to be on the mound tonight. Everything what I know about him is that he's going to compete and he's going to give us a chance to win. Okay.
Well, certainly looking forward to that. First nine games of the season, you said, but first nine as a manager, how has it felt different? What's been the emotions like for you?
I mean, it's great. It's great. This experience that I've been getting through right now is great. I'm so happy to have the opportunity. And keep learning. It's a long way to go. And keep learning and trying to be the best on this, the best that I can be as a manager. So what I care about is have a good family here with the player. Got them to trust me and come to me and ask questions. That's the more important for me right now as a manager, getting everybody together and that a player can trust me and come to me and talk.
Well, certainly off to a good start. Cesar Galvez, thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
That's Fresno Grizzlies manager Cesar Galvez. Lineups and first pitch coming up on the Chuck Chancy Gold Resort pregame show right after this.
Oh, no, the PTA. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Well, great conditions for baseball tonight as the Fresno Grizzlies open a six-game series with the Lake Elsinore Storm. Tim Slack back at Chuck Chancy Park as we continue the Chuck Chancy Gold pregame show. Come on up to Chuck Chancy Gold and join the ultimate party, where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chuck Chancy promises an unforgettable experience. The Grizzlies at 4-5 coming off of a road trip in which they found a little bit more rhythm offensively, would still like to crank it up. But it will be a good pitching matchup as they welcome in the Lake Elsinore Storm, who have won each of their last two games but sit at 2-7 and in last place in the California League's Southern Division. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Lake Elsinore at 2-7 starts out with the lineup written down by Brian Burris, the skipper for the San Diego Padres single A affiliate. Cason Wells, a speedy center fielder, left-handed bat, will lead things off. Ryan Jackson, a USC product, will get the start at shortstop. He bats second. The powerful Lamar King will be the designated hitter. He hits third. Just called up to Lake Elsinore today, a couple of corner outfielders. Kavaris Tears will start in right field and bat cleanup, left-handed bat. Alex McCoy, a right-handed hitter, makes his Lake Elsinore debut. He's in left field batting fifth. B.Y. Choi, left-handed first baseman, hits sixth. Zach Evans, the third baseman, will hit seventh. Yendry Rojas is a left-hand hitting second baseman. He will hit eighth. And the catcher is Colton Vincent. He bats ninth. That will all be in support of Cash Mayfield, the starting pitcher for the Lake Elsinore Storm, the San Diego Padres' top pitching prospect, through three innings in his professional debut last week. And we'll talk about him a little bit. He's a tough pitcher to approach, and the Grizzlies will have a tough task against the Southpaw here tonight. For the Fresno Grizzlies, first-year manager Cesar Galvez has his squad at 4-5. It's the return of Yiker Reyes in the leadoff spot. He missed Saturday and Sunday out of the lineup after exiting Friday night's loss at Inland Empire, but he will be the center fielder and bat leadoff. Kelvin Hidalgo is the DH and will hit second. Roynier Hernandez has been the best hitting Grizzly as he's up to .333 on the season. He will be the second baseman and hit third. Blake Wright will hit cleanup tonight, the third baseman. Felix Tena in right field bats fifth. Francisco Garcia at first base hits sixth. Nolan Clifford, left-hand hitting shortstop, had five hits between Friday and Saturday night, helped key that win in Inland Empire with an RBI hit in the 10th inning and scored what would be the winning run. Juan Castillo is the catcher. He is absolutely mashed against lefties this year. He will bat eighth. Tommy Hopvey, the switch hitter in left field, bats ninth. Grizzlies all in support today of LeBaron Johnson, making his second professional start in his first full year with Colorado Rockies organization. A big right-hander, 6'4", 210 pounds, a fifth-round pick last year out of the University of Texas. He had a 4.04 career ERA in three seasons at the University of Texas, and his strikeouts far exceeded his innings, 203 Ks in 176 innings. And by the back half of the year, he was a starter, and that is exactly how the Rockies organization views him. Big, powerful fastball, sharp breaking slider, really good stuff. And he was really good against Inland Empire on last Wednesday. Now the first time for fans to come out and see him in his home park. Really didn't let the 66ers put the ball in play. He had a perfect game through four innings and ran into a little bit of trouble. That park certainly played more into hitters' favors than Chuck Chancey Park typically does, and he was really good. So the Grizzlies will look for him. Those are your starting lineups presented by Toyota. Let's go places. It is a great matchup. You have a really good hitting team in the Lake Elsinore Storm. They just didn't quite have the bullpen through the first seven games to hold on to the lead against a really good pitching squad in Fresno. But don't let Lake Elsinore's record fool you. They have been hitting the ball well, and they will present a stiff challenge for LeBaron Johnson and the Fresno Grizzlies tonight. We're going to step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have first pitch, the first game of this six-game series in downtown Fresno. So glad you could join us on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top-quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
Well, hello once again, and welcome to downtown Fresno as the Grizzlies are back at home, kicking off a six-game homestand and welcoming in the Lake Elsinore Storm. A hazy evening to start this six-game series, but great baseball conditions nonetheless. 77 degrees, cloudy skies, and it is Jackie Robinson Day across baseball. Special anniversary as April 15th marks the anniversary of Jackie Robinson's historic and game-changing MLB debut. Joined the Fresno Grizzlies, Minor League Baseball, Major League Baseball, and the entire baseball family in celebrating Jackie Robinson today. Of course, popular across the major leagues to see the numbers 42. Minor League Baseball doesn't quite do that, but it is still the time to honor the achievement, honor Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in baseball. And a great opportunity to celebrate baseball all week. And the Grizzlies at home for this six-game series. There you get a look at LeBaron Johnson. The right-hander is 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA. Grizzlies pitching was fantastic the opening weekend at Chukchansey Park. LeBaron Johnson did not pitch here. And he will get two starts here this week. He's scheduled to start tonight and again on Sunday. Here he'll face Cason Wells, Ryan Jackson, and Lamar King to get things going. We are a few minutes behind, but ready to go nonetheless. As Johnson deals, the first pitch is in there at 6:55, a called strike. 94 miles an hour to get us going. Cason Wells, switch hitter, bats from the left side, watches a fastball just below the zone and outside, 1-1. Cason Wells hitting 242 to start the year, very fast, six stolen bases, and he chops one to second immediately at Roynier Hernandez, who fields the hop and throws out for out number one. The rest of the Grizzlies' defense behind Johnson tonight, it'll be Tommy Hopvey in left, Yiker Reyes in center, Felix Tena in right. Third to first is Blake Wright, Nolan Clifford. You saw Roynier Hernandez at second, Francisco Garcia at first. And the catcher is Juan Castillo. First pitch to the righty, Ryan Jackson, is inside for ball one. 94 again from Johnson with the fastball. Rocks and fires and skips one in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Umpires behind home plate, Malik Coleman and Brady Parrish is on the bases tonight. They'll be with us all week. 2-0 to Jackson, who has swung it well, but he pops up the 2-0 pitch. Right side, Garcia is going to give way to the second baseman, Hernandez, on the edge of the dirt. And there are quickly two away for LeBaron Johnson. Told you he started really fast against Inland Empire on Wednesday. And now he'll deal with the powerful Lamar King, hitting 375. He does have one home run, and he swings at the first offering from Johnson behind a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Johnson rocks and fires. 0-1 pitch. Misses inside with a fastball. Right about at the knees. One ball, one strike to Lamar King Jr. 1-1 pitch, and he lines it up the middle. It skips off the dirt behind the second base, bagging into center field. A base hit for Lamar King, the son of the former Seattle Seahawks defensive end. And King is powerful, like he's ready to play defensive end. Lake Elsinore hit the ball really well, despite starting the year 0-7. Average at .261 as a team, and now left-hand hitting Caveras Tears, making his Lake Elsinore debut, and he fouls a pitch back. Down and away, it's 0-1. Tears, 6 foot, 200 pounds, 22 years old. This is his first professional at-bat. And LeBaron Johnson is chucking up 95. Now he misses with the changeup down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Beautiful evening. Said it was a little hazy, and it is, but it feels really good outside. Great baseball weather, not too windy. 1-1 pitch, and Tears fouls it back. Had a piece of both the catcher Castillo and the home plate umpire Coleman. So I called that pitch a changeup from Johnson. It's probably more accurate, a splitter, fastball slider splitter combo that he will feature. 1-2 to Tears, and the fastball runs back and hits a plexiglass. No, that was a splitter, sorry. And it's still 1-2. No score yet between the Storm and the Grizzlies. Just underway here at Chick Chansey Park. We're about 5 minutes behind scheduled first pitch. 1-2 to left hand hitting Tears, and he loses the bat. Missed the pitch. 96 mile an hour fastball over him, and then the bat went off the netting above the Grizzlies dugout. And they'll hand it to the first base coach on his way back to the dugout. So Johnson gets a swing and a miss, works around a two-out single, and otherwise shuts down Lake Elsinore in the first. No runs, one hit, one left on for the Storm. Now it's the Padres' top pitching prospect, Cash Mayfield, coming out. It's the Storm 0, Fresno coming up. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chick Chansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chick Chansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. No score yet. The series opener between the Lake Elsinore Storm and the Fresno Grizzlies, as Yiker Reyes, Kelvin Hidalgo, and Roynier Hernandez will be due up against Cash Mayfield. Left-hander making his second professional start. No record because he only went 3 innings. He did walk one guy. He didn't allow a hit. But he struck out 6 in those 3 innings. And he will load it up against Yiker Reyes, who watches a fastball at 92 miles an hour. Mayfield has developed a reputation in baseball. He was the 25th overall pick last year out of high school in Oklahoma. And he gets a big swing and a miss. 78 mile an hour had Reyes out in front, and it's quickly 0-2. Reyes back in the lineup after missing the Sunday game. He's hitting 192 on the season. 0-2. Fastball runs inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Reyes. Very fleet of foot. 1-2. Mayfield skips it in the dirt down and away at 80 miles an hour. The count evens 2-2. But it's saying Mayfield has developed a reputation, and what caused him to go in the first round last year was his ability to throw strikes. 2-2 pitch. Down low. Missed a little sink on that fastball in 92, and Reyes has worked the count full, 3-2. But as a high school pitcher in Oklahoma, Mayfield had 114 strikeouts in 80-something innings. Payoff pitch, and Reyes flares it out to shallow left, chasing back Evans into left field, and the third baseman will reach up over his left shoulder and make the catch a couple feet away from the foul line for the first out. The rest of the defense for Lake Elsinore, Alex McCoy making his debut out in left field, and Wells in center, Tears in right. Evans, you saw at third. Jackson, the shortstop. Rojas at second. Choi at first. And Vincent behind the plate. Mayfield misses inside to Kelvin Hidalgo, DHing tonight. 20-year-old infielder. Three hits and 10 at-bats, but he scalds one into the right field corner. Back and gone! Right off the splash park sign. Beyond the fence, and Hidalgo with his first home run as a Grizzly drives it out, and the Grizzlies take a 1-0 lead. Well, just like that, it was lightning quick from Kelvin Hidalgo. And you can unpack the bags after a round trip through Fresno Yosemite International Airport. iFlyFresno.com. First pitcher, Roynier Hernandez, misses away. Bending out of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Hernandez has been the most consistent bat in the Grizzlies lineup. Now he shows bunt, trying to push it up the third baseline. Foul. The third baseman, Evans, way off the line. And basically playing shortstop. The shortstop, Jackson, is maybe three steps to the left field side of the second base bag. 1-1 to Hernandez. Runs high and tight. So Hidalgo, also a top prospect in the Rockies organization. He's in the top 30, according to MLB.com. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. As Roynier chased a fastball up around his shoulders. Two balls and two strikes. That's the first professional run allowed by Mayfield. 2-2 pitch. And Hernandez grounds it pretty much to short, but that's where the third baseman Evans gobbles it up, throws to Choi for the out. And two are away in the home half of the first before Blake Wright comes to the plate. A lot of the conversation through the early part of the year for the Grizzlies have been about pitch selection. And Kelvin Hidalgo found the fastball to get on the board. Here's Blake Wright. He'll watch a fastball inside, right at the knees. Good location from Mayfield in its own one. You have a guy who is known for his fastball, known to be around the zone. Go get a good one. 0-1 pitch. Wright watches it bounce in the dirt. Change up at 84. One ball, one strike. Wright has been a catalyst, though, in the Grizzlies' offense. That Hidalgo homer is just the third, this being game number 10. It's not a lot of power from the Grizzlies. 1-1, and Wright grounds it sharply to second. Rojas on it, the edge of the grass. Fields moving to his left end, throws out Wright to end the inning. So we'll have to finish that next time he comes up. But the Grizzlies are on the board. Kelvin Hidalgo, the solo homer to right, puts Fresno out in front. After one, it's Fresno 1, Lake Elsinore 0. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable only in downtown Fresno.
LeBaron Johnson handed a 1-0 lead, and the Fresno Grizzlies will start the second inning ahead of the Lake Elsinore Storm. And due up for the Storm here in the second will be Alex McCoy, B.Y. Choi, and Zach Evans. So McCoy making his Lake Elsinore debut. The Storm made a flurry of transactions today as Johnson will start the second inning with a fastball down low. 95 miles an hour, does not get the call. Just below the knees of the 6'6", 260-pound Alex McCoy. Johnson rocks and fires, misses inside. And it's two balls and no strikes. McCoy from Baltimore, Maryland, played last year at Hofstra. Takes a big swing. But misses a 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Johnson. Two balls and a strike. To one pitch. Slider. No swing, says first base umpire Brady Parrish. Three balls and a strike to McCoy. Two big guys battling, and a fastball runs on the inner block for a called strike. And it's full to McCoy leading off the top of the second for the Storm. Swing and a miss. 87 with some bend. And Johnson has back-to-back strikeouts. This one, the first out of the second. LeBaron Johnson has power stuff. And he is going to be a fun watch as B.Y. Choi stands in. One out, nobody on. Fastball just below the zone. Good angle on that fastball. It's 96 and coming down a ramp. Choi hitting 273. Watches a fastball on the black. This one at 94. Evens up the count at 1-1. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the second. Fastball misses inside off the plate. Choi lifts his arms to make sure Malik Coleman know that was off the plate. 2-1 pitch. Too low. A lot of tilt in that fastball splitter combination as Johnson's working really quick. Sticking mostly with the fastball in the early going. 3-1 to Choi. And he chops it high on the left side. Coming in is right. Grabs it on the run. Flips to first. Gets the out. And Johnson has two outs to start the second. Pretty economical, too. I mean, he falls behind McCoy and Choi. So he has to work a little bit in both of those at-bats, but he's pitching towards contact for the most part. Here's Zach Evans, the third baseman, takes down and in. Well, that was over the plate, but down. And Evans stands in, hitting 263. He scores. He's been at the center of a lot of offense. He drives one into left. Back goes Hopvey. Hopvey drifting into left center will make the catch. About 25 feet in front of the 385 sign, and LeBaron Johnson has a 1-2-3 second inning. Grizzlies get him a run in the bottom of the first, and he has set down four straight to end the top of the second. We'll head to the bottom of the inning, 1-0 Fresno. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Grizzlies have a one-run lead as we start the bottom of the second inning. Cash Mayfield, one of the top pitching prospects in Lake Elsinore, he has shown that he commands the zone really well, and Fresno didn't wait around long. Kelvin Hidalgo took the second pitch of his at-bat and bounced it off of the retaining wall in right field right underneath the splash park. Community health system sign out in right field under the berm, and that is how the Grizzlies have the lead. Now to be Felix Tena, Felix Garcia, and Nolan Clifford due up in the second against Mayfield. Southpaw winds and deals, and Tena serves one into center field. That's going to fall, a base hit. Felix Tena has been pretty consistent. Numbers aren't massive, just his sixth hit of the season. But he has spread them out at the right time, and he's been finding ways to get on base. And he starts the second inning with a hit. Now it's Francisco Garcia, powerful first baseman, hitting 190. But he started to drive the ball, found some gaps down in San Bernardino last week, had a big double and a couple of RBI hits. First pitch from Mayfield, right at the knees, 93 with the fastball. Kind of an outer half of the plate, and it's 0-1. The Storm defense, somewhat regular, for the right-handed hitter. Runner goes. Pitch is outside, and the throw is late. Tena slid in front of the tag. Rojas, standing behind the base, put his hand over the mouth to say that I think he thought they got Tena, but there was no way that that ball got past the runner, Rojas, who made the tag behind him, was going to be able to tag out Tena in time. Second stolen base for Felix Tena on the year. Now the catcher, Vincent, is out to talk to Mayfield about the order of signs. So Garcia, they did call that pitch a strike, actually. So it's 0-2 to the Grizzlies' first baseman. Runner on second, nobody out. And the pitch misses inside at 84. Mayfield, everything I've seen of him, he does not fall behind hitters often. 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, good block by Vincent. He has stayed primarily soft to the Grizzlies. Fastball that has been 92 to 93 can get up into the mid and upper 90s. 2-2 on its way to Garcia, and he rakes it through the left side into left field, past the dive of Jackson. Tena will stop at third as McCoy's throw cut off by the third baseman Evans, and it's first and third with nobody out in the bottom of the second. And now Nolan Clifford coming to the plate. Clifford has five hits on the year, and they all came Friday and Saturday. Two multi-hit games to get him going. And now a chance to extend the Grizzlies' lead. 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Lefty-lefty matchup. as Mayfield bends in a breaking ball at 79. It's 0-1. Good contact hitter. See what they do with Garcia at first. Mayfield on the third base side of the bag. Kicks and deals the 0-1, and Clifford way out in front of another off-speed pitch. It's 0-2. I was starting to say before, everything I had seen from Mayfield, he was getting a lot of swings and misses against Modesto with the fastball. And a lot of what he has been showing the Grizzlies has been off-speed stuff. 0-2 to Clifford. Swing and a miss. Another off-speed pitch. Breaking ball fell off the table. And that was a much-needed strikeout for Cash Mayfield, as that's the first out in the second. Runner still on the corners. And now Juan Castillo will come to the plate. Juan hitting .267. That's four hits, but three of them have been against left-handed pitching. And he swings at the first pitch fastball. Got one out over the plate and just missed it. Fouled it off into the second deck on the first base side. It's 0-1. Grizzlies struck first. The Kelvin Hidalgo homer in the bottom of the first. Solo shot. Now trying to add on here in the second. 0-1 to Castillo, and this is served into center field. Jackson racing out. The shortstop gets it in shallow center. That thing did not carry at all. And two very big outs for Cash Mayfield in a tough situation. So first and third with nobody out is now first and third with two outs. And the Grizzlies have yet to add to that one-run lead. Here is Tommy Hopvey. Switch hitter will hit from the right side. Adding 194, he does have one homer, and that was from the right side here on opening night. Mayfield's first pitch in the dirt. Good block by Vincent to keep the runners at bay. Kept it right in front of the plate. One ball, no strikes. Tommy has swung it better from the right side in the early part of this year. Runner goes, pitches inside. Clifford will pump fake a throw to second. And Garcia swipes second base. Tenno wasn't going anywhere. And that is the first steal of the homestand for Garcia, second on the year. Hopvey 2-for-6 against left-hand pitching. Now an RBI situation with two outs. Mayfield's 2-0 pitch. Dips below the zone. A lot of bend on that. A lot of drop on the changeup at 82. Three balls and no strikes to Hopvey. Yiker Reyes in the top of the Fresno lineup on deck. So Mayfield has had to work a little bit. .30 to Hopvey is on the outside corner with a fastball. A called strike. First inning, Cash didn't have to throw a ton of pitches. He's had to throw about 20 here in the second. 3-1 pitch. Hopvey taking all the way. That ball bounced at his back foot. And that will load the bases for Reyes. Hopvey patient the entire at-bat. And now Yorman Bazzardo, the pitching coach for Lake Elsinore, will come out. That's the first Grizzlies batter to walk, and you can take the first steps toward a pain-free life at the Good Feet store. Schedule a free fitting at goodfeet.com. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Grizzlies trying to bring a big crooked number to life. Bases loaded, two outs here in the bottom of the second. leading 1-0. Time being called. That's a balk. Cash Mayfield flinched. Felix Tennis said something. And Brady Parrish, the base umpire, said, yes, that's a balk. So without throwing the pitch, Mayfield's going to go right back into the stretch. He was trying to work out of the wind. And it is 2-0 Fresno. Now Reyes showing bunt. Takes a fastball outside. Garcia is not being held on at third because Lake Elsinore is playing Yiker Reyes to pull. Evans, the third baseman, is really at shortstop. 1-0 pitch. Reyes takes a fastball. 92 miles an hour right at the belt. Called strike 1-1. Second and third with two outs here in the second. Reyes taps the 1-1 foul. 79 miles an hour had Yiker out in front. The breaking ball. And Mayfield quickly regains control of this at bat, 1-2. 2-0 Fresno trying to add to this lead. And the fastball runs in tight. Oh, had a little bend to it. 2-2. Garcia, huge lead at third. Hopfi, good lead at second. 2-2 pitch, tipped into the glove of Vincent. And that will do it. Cash Mayfield gets a strikeout, his second, and the Grizzlies strand two. But they do add to the lead here in the second inning as the balk forces in a run. After two, it's Fresno 2, Lake Elsinore nothing. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at fresnogrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Fresno Grizzlies leading the Lake Elsinore Storm 2-0 as we start the third inning. LeBaron Johnson will face 8-9-1 in the Lake Elsinore lineup. But as we're going to do throughout the year, joined this inning by Eli Pasquale, the director of the team store down on the first base side here at Chuck Chancey Park. And a lot of new stuff. We've talked about it a little bit if you've watched our show In the Den here in Fresno, but Eli, it's a great time for a lot of reasons to come grab gear. One, because it's starting to get hot, and two, because some stuff is starting to go away.
That's right, Tim. We are getting ready to gear up for summer, and as that happens, we are trying to get rid of some of our outerwear merch, and we got some hoodies and whatnot here. We got women's.
Right in front.
We got women's.
First
sweaters.
Pitch to Yendry Rojas is fouled back, and it's 0-1.
We got some men's hoodies also, so as things start to heat up.
Big swing and a miss by Rojas, and it's quickly 0-2, left-hand hitter. There was an auto ball for a pitch clock violation to start the at-bat to Rojas. So it's Rojas, Vincent, and Wells. And we were trying to take advantage of that, show you some of the sweet gears. Rojas slices one the other way, and down 1-2, Yendry Rojas fights one out for a leadoff base hit, just the second hit allowed by Johnson, first leadoff man aboard. So that stuff is going away, and what is coming out, especially in time for Zoo Night on Friday?
Zoo Night, we got our animal bucket hat for kids to wear out to the zoo or to the ballpark. It's a great look. We got sizes for all kids, child, toddlers, youth. you name it, we got the size for the kids, and we're hoping fans love them.
Here's the catcher, Colton Vincent, who watches a fastball up around his shoulders for ball one. Appreciate you bringing the items. What do you want fans to know right now? What's the most important thing about what's coming in and what's going out?
Well, the most important thing is that these are all going on sale on Friday during the game time, and they will be 30% off.
Pickoff throw over to first. Just back into the bases, Yendry Rojas, a good runner. Rojas, two stolen bases. He has been caught once this year. You saw me checking the sheet for him. So kids' hats, all sizes, some animal designs there. Breaking ball across for a strike. Good slider from Johnson. And it is 1-1 to the catcher, Colton Vincent. So stuff is going on sale. We've talked about this a little bit for those who watch in the den. Johnson, another throw over, gets away from Garcia, gets to the first base coach's box, and Rojas is going to go up to second on the error. So Grizzlies trying to keep the double play in order and end up giving up a base and lose that opportunity. And Rojas into scoring position in a 2-0 game. So new merch coming in every homestand. You're doing a great job with that. What are you most excited about coming up that fans we have this week? But if fans aren't coming out to the ballpark this week, what do they need to circle their calendars for?
Well, the big thing is Armed Forces Night coming up for Labor Day here in May. And the following week, because we do have back-to-back homestands, is Fresno Taco Night, the 10th anniversary. New merch for it, new colorway, and we're hoping fans pick it up. Get a chance to rep the Fresno Tacos here in May 30th.
2-1. The 1-1 pitch ran tight to Vince, and then he chases one down and away. So 2-2 to the Lake Elsinore catcher. Yeah, I'm really excited. A lot of the Tacos gear looks phenomenal. And we have everything, right? Hats, jerseys, headbands, all coming for the Fresno Tacos this year. And all new designs, right?
Yep, all new designs. The
2-2 into right center field. Tenna coming in, late break, dives, and he couldn't make the catch. Tenna kind of casually came in and then dove at the last second head first. It pops in and out of his glove. Rojas had to hold, so he'll only get to third. I believe that's going to be ruled a single, and so it's two hits to start the inning for Lake Elsinore. And it's first and third with nobody out as the Storm trying to even up this game. Fresno leading 2-0 here in the third. So if you're listening on 1430 ESPN Radio, we have some great gear. You can check it out online, right?
Online, you can go to grizzlies.milbstore.com to keep up.
Shot to third. One hop, picked by Wright. Goes to second for one, and now they got the runner Rojas in a rundown, and the ball came away. Hernandez threw it back to third. Wright could not squeeze it, and Rojas catches a break. Oh, that would have been marvelous for the Grizzlies. Reiner Hernandez knew he wasn't going to have a play on the speedy Cason Wells running up the line, and he turned around. Rojas got a really late break towards home, and now Cesar Galvez is out talking to the base umpire Brady Parrish to say that ball was knocked out of the glove of Wright. And Parrish and Coleman are going to conference. So as they do that, we'll just complete the thought. FresnoGrizzlies.com for all the team gear. What else do fans need to know about what's coming up?
Oh, man. The big thing is the headbands. The headbands, we got Fresno Tacos headbands, like I said, Lowrider headbands, Fresno Tigers headbands coming up in June for our Fresno Tigers night. And, yeah, that's the big thing. Summer's also approaching, so that means 4th of July is coming pretty soon. So we got some sick 4th of July gear coming out also.
Looking forward to it. Eli Pasquale, director of the team store for the Fresno Grizzlies. Really do appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.
There's a lot to check out in the team store. There was also a lot to go over with the umpires. Cesar Galvez was not happy that they said that was just basically a drop catch. Big swing and a miss by Ryan Jackson, who popped out to second his first time. It's 0-1. First and third, one out. Here in the top of the third, Fresno leading 2-0. Johnson kicks and deals. That is right down the middle. 86 with the off-speed pitch. And it's 0-2. Two hits to start the inning. Injury, Rojas flared one into left. And then Vincent with the base hit. This is lined foul down the right field line. And it's still 0-2 to Jackson. Jackson had a four-hit game right in the middle of one of the Lake Elsinore wins last weekend against Modesto at home. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Johnson blows the fastball by him just under the letters. Now a late steal. And up to second goes Vincent. The throw into first. So Lake Elsinore gets Kaysen Wells into scoring position. But there are two outs. And Lamar King, who singled his first time, a chance to tie it. Here in the third, 2-0 Fresno. Single runs in the first and second. First pitch from Johnson. Pulled the 96-mile-an-hour fastball down and away. One-oh pitch. King chops it up the third baseline. Foul. And it's 1-1 out in front of the splitter. Lamar King, really strong hitter, good power to all fields. Came in hitting 375. He takes down low. That was a slider that dips below the knees. Two balls and a strike. King the DH tonight. Chance to tie this one up with runners on second and third. And two outs here in the third. LeBaron Johnson trying to work out of it. Gets a fastball in on his hands. Ran it up to 97. And forces the off-balance swing. Johnson, over 40 pitches through the first 2 2/3 innings of his outing. Rojas at third, Wells on second. Good speed on the bases for Lake Elsinore. Now time called as pitch clock was winding down. Rojas fortunate to still be standing there on third, as he was almost a part of a atypical double play. Swing and a miss. Johnson gets King to chase. Castillo blocks it, corrals it, throws to first, and gets out of the inning. Four Ks for LeBaron Johnson, and he works around two hits to start the inning and leaves both runners stranded. We're going to head to the bottom of the inning, bottom of the third. It's 2-0 Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with the team. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chick Chansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Back here at Chick Chansey Park, downtown Fresno, the Grizzlies out in front of the Storm, 2-0 in the series opener between the Padres affiliate and the Rockies affiliate. And Fresno trying to add to its lead. Kelvin Hidalgo, Roynier Hernandez, and Blake Wright. It was Hidalgo who ambushed Mayfield in the first. Got a pitch early in the count, drove it out. And he'll get a breaking ball instead this time for called strike one. 0-1 to Kelvin Hidalgo, the DH tonight for the Grizzlies. He watches a fastball up and away. One ball, one strike. There you see Hidalgo's numbers. His first homer is a Grizzly in the first inning. Fouls off. Is that a sweeper? 80 miles an hour? Thing had a bunch of lateral movement coming in at Hidalgo. One ball, two strikes. Hidalgo runs really well, and the top of this Grizzlies lineup can all steal a base. Changeup floats away from Mayfield. Two balls, two strikes. Mayfield has so much deception in his motion. The Grizzlies doing a pretty good job picking him up to start this game. 2-2 pitch to Hidalgo. Chop foul up the third baseline. Forgot to tell you, Cesar Galvez, the manager in the third base coach's box tonight. Well, he is way up the third baseline. And the bench coach, Dave Keller, is over at first. 2-2 pitch, fastball too far inside. Mayfield wanted that one, tried to lock up Hidalgo. That's a pitch that Mayfield registered a lot of his strikeouts against Modesto on. Payoff pitch to Hidalgo. Fastball, same spot. This time gets the call. Oh, man. Hidalgo kind of turned back at Malik Coleman and said it was just a ball, but it's strike three there, and that's the first out in the third. I thought it was a good spot. Trackman says it was about 2 inches off the plate inside. As Roynier Hernandez comes to the plate, one out, nobody on in the bottom of the third. Fastball in the exact same spot that the last two pitches were. 0-1. Oh, maybe not. That was over the plate. Hernandez trying to show bunt, breaking ball. Can't get it down. And it's 0-2. And he tipped it into the glove of the catcher, Colton Vincent. Mayfield, when he's on a roll, he just gets up there and pounds the strike zone. 0-2 pitch. This one pounds the dirt in the right-hand batter's box. Breaking ball away. One ball, two strikes. Grizzlies second baseman tonight. Played third base on Sunday. That was a little fun mashup that Cesar Galvez did. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Good take by Hernandez. Another changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Blake Wright, who's primarily played third for the Grizzlies, played second position. He played at Clemson a lot. 2-2 pitch. And Hernandez drives it into right field. Back goes Tears at the warning track. Reaches up over his shoulder and makes the catch right in front of the premium pistachio sign. That's a Horizon Pistachios out in right center. And that ball would have hit the wall had Tears not been playing about 15 feet shy of the warning track. Two outs, and Blake Wright to the plate with nobody on. And he hammers one into center field. Line drive, base hit. Off the bat of Blake Wright. 1-for-2 tonight. That one was loud off the bat. I don't know if we got TrackMan data off of that. It sure looked like that was faster than 100 miles an hour off the bat. For a throw over to check on Wright, who's back in with the dive. Tenna will hit. He singled his first time up. I don't think we got data on that hit by Blake Wright. 91 coming in, though. Sure was loud contact as well. 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the third. Two outs and the two-out base knock from Wright, who's got a big lead over at first. Tenna takes a fastball inside. Mayfield not afraid to come into a right-handed hitter. Low 90s fastball, and still will tie you up with that deception in his delivery. 1-0 pitch. Tenna behind a fastball there. It was 91 at the top of the zone. And it's 1-1. Blake Wright, I was starting to say in his last at-bat, He has been a catalyst. He's been in a lot of the Grizzlies' offense. 4 for 4 in stolen base attempts so far this year. Didn't get a good jump there. Kind of twitched as a breaking ball runs to the back foot of Tenna for ball two. 2-1. But Wright gets on base. He runs. He has crossed home 5 times. He'll run here. Pitches in the dirt. No throw. 5th stolen base of the year for Blake Wright. Man, he picked a great pitch to jump on. That was 78 miles an hour. Even if it hadn't bounced, I don't know that Colton Vincent would have had a chance because of the jump Wright got. And he's a one-man band in terms of he's a two-out rally, a self-starter. Standing on second. 3-1 to Tenna. Now time. That's a pitch clock violation. Who are they calling on? It's on, yeah, it's on Mayfield, so that's ball four. You know, that is something, as I get settled into my new position here, that's an effective way to work around an intentional walk. You don't even have to say you want to walk somebody. You just hold the ball for a couple of seconds. And, hey, ball four. So first and second with 2 outs, and Francisco Garcia hit one hard his last time. Also got a stolen base. 2 on, 2 out. And Garcia just behind the fastball. That was over the middle of the plate. He just missed it. And fouled it back behind the plate. 0-1. I think somebody got a Porta Subs prize. Taking back the foul ball. 0-1 pitch. Garcia watches it just off the plate. Breaking ball misses outside. 1-1. Lively crowd on hand tonight. Tuesday night, first game of this 6-game homestand. 1-1 pitch. Garcia just behind another fastball. This one 89. And that was over the middle of the plate again. 1-2. To the Fresno first baseman. There is activity in the Lake Elsinore bullpen. 1-2. Mayfield trying to get out of this third unscathed. The pitch is sky deep into right field. Tears holds his ground pretty much right where he started. Comes back a step to his right. Reaches out and makes the catch to end the third inning. Grizzlies get a couple of 2-out base runners. The single by Wright. The walk to Tenna, but they leave him stranded. We've completed 3 innings at Chukchansey Park. Fresno Grizzlies leading the Lake Elsinore Storm. It is 2-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Two nothing Fresno as we start the fourth inning. LeBaron Johnson back out there for the Grizzlies. He has thrown 45 pitches through three, allowed 3 hits, but no runs, and has held the Fresno lead intact. He'll deal with Kaveris Tears, Alex McCoy, and B.Y. Choi. 4-5-6 in the Lake Elsinore lineup. First pitch to left-hand hitting Tears is on the outside corner. Good fastball, 93. It's 0-1. Tears struck out with the runner on back to end the first inning. This is his second crack at Johnson, and he's out in front of what I guess was a splitter. Yep. And it's 0-2. Beautiful night for baseball. A little hazy afternoon in the upper 70s, but it has settled into a great night. Hope you'll come out this weekend. Plenty on tap. 0-2 pitch, grounded through the right side, and there is the first professional hit for Kaveris Tears. A single to start the fourth inning. And now it will be the big left fielder, Alex McCoy, who also struck out his first time. One on and nobody out with the Storm trailing by two runs. Johnson has had to work more in the first three innings of this one as he gets a swing and a miss over the slider from McCoy. It's 0-1. That's in comparison to his first professional start where it was 12 up, 12 down. 0-1 pitch. Johnson, another slider. This is low below the knees of the big 6'6 McCoy. Well, he expected a good pitching matchup. It has started that way. 1-1 to McCoy. Fastball just below the zone, below the knees of McCoy. That was over the plate, just down. Two balls and a strike. Johnson, long set, now delivers 2-1 and a half-hearted swing. Another slider. And McCoy, as that ball is probably 10 feet away from him, realized it was a breaking ball and could not abort. 2-2. Johnson kicks and deals, and this is chopped at the plate. Might have hit his foot, as he had no intention of running towards first. It's a foul ball. Blake Wright picks it up and chucks it into the stands. Really good accuracy to the fan about 10 rows back. And his son was right there ready to catch it. Takes it from dad. Says thank you very much. 2-2 to McCoy. Johnson deals a slider in the dirt. McCoy recognized it that time and lays off. So the count will be full. See if they put Tears in motion at first. Don't have much of a scouting report for either of these two corner outfielders making their pro debuts for Lake Elsinore. Payoff pitch. Johnson deals, Tears bluffs, and the pitch is down and away, ball four. Two guys on to start the inning for the second straight inning. And now B.Y. Choi, who grounded to Blake Wright back in the second, will come to the plate. And out comes the Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Sullivan to check on LeBaron Johnson. Well, Cash Mayfield went three innings in his pro debut last week. There has been activity in the Lake Elsinore bullpen. I would not be surprised to see Brian Burris go to his bullpen early, as I bet that is pretty close to the plan they had in mind coming in. Fresno has some stretching, but nothing else going in the bullpen. I think they'd like to see Johnson try to get through the fifth inning, but you got to get through the fourth to get through the fifth. Hey, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Express Furniture Rental is your one-stop shop. Check him out online at efrental.com. Choice stands in. First pitch from Johnson is a fastball. Outer half of the plate, called strike. 95, mid-thigh to Choi. It's 0-1. Choi hitting 261, 23 at-bats, including the 0-for-1 start to tonight. 0-1 pitch. Down low, splitter misses. A little bit off the plate as well. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the fourth, second straight inning that Lake Elsinore has put the first two guys on to start the inning. And Choi swings over the top. Slider there. Tough to hit. It's 1-2 to the Lake Elsinore first baseman. One-two pitch. Johnson staring at tears at second. Now delivers home, and it's a half-hearted swing at a ball in the dirt. Choi chases strike three. Fifth strikeout for Johnson. And the first out here in the fourth. As Lake Elsinore has threatened in consecutive innings, but LeBaron Johnson has gone to the off-speed stuff to get strikeouts. Here's Zach Evans, third baseman, takes strike one. Fastball right at the top of the knees. He flew out to left his first time. A one pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider again. That is such a good combination from LeBaron Johnson. That fastball slider mixes in the split. 0-2. Evans chops it up the third baseline, but it curls foul. Still 0-2 to the Lake Elsinore third baseman. Evans, tall, long third baseman, long infielder from Buffalo, New York. Watches outside. Two balls, two strikes. One, two. Johnson kicks and deals, and it's cut on and missed. Sixth strikeout for LeBaron Johnson. And after the first two batters reach, there are quickly two outs in the inning. And now it's up to Yendry Rojas, who singled his first time up. First pitch of Rojas, dips down, low ball one. Rojas was at the Arizona Complex League last year for the San Diego Padres. 1-0 pitch is popped up, third base side. That'll get out over the dugout. Fan tried to make a play on a ricochet and went diving across the chairs and didn't even get the ball. 1-1 to Rojas. Johnson working through the fourth. Fastball just up. Two balls and a strike. Johnson crossing 65 pitches. 2-1 pitch. That's high as well. Fastball 93. It's 3-1 to Rojas. Colton Vincent, the catcher, waits on deck. It was him and Rojas who started last inning's threat for the Storm. 3-1 pitch. Johnson deals. Swing and a miss. Down and in, and Rojas went chasing. So the count is full, and the Storm will have runners in motion. It's a 2-0 Fresno lead here in the top of the fourth. Runners on first and second, two outs, and the full count pitch to Rojas. Runners go, and it's chopped to the right side. Big hop for Garcia, fields it, flips to Johnson covering, and that gets the Grizzlies out of the fourth. Two more base runners for the Storm to start the inning, but they're left hanging. And we'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning where the Fresno Grizzlies look to extend their lead on the Lake Elsinore Storm. 2-0, Fresno.
Something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with Everyday Junk Removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews, Everyday Junk Removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
Cash Mayfield back out there for the Lake Elsinore Storm, trailing 2-0. The Grizzlies out in front. The Kelvin Hidalgo solo homer in the first, and then the bases loaded Bach forced home Felix Tena in the second. And that has been the offense in this ballgame. Bottom third of the Fresno lineup due up against Mayfield here in the fourth. Nolan Clifford, Juan Castillo, and Tommy Hopvey. There is Cash Mayfield. 58 pitches through three innings. He has struck out three, gave up the two runs. Both of those earned thus far. They're playing Nolan Clifford to pull. And he's showing bunt. Takes outside. It nicks the outside corner. 78 miles an hour. Loaded late on me. 0-1 to the Grizzlies shortstop. Mayfield back with it and floats in another one. A little bit sharper of a break. Still 78 miles an hour. 0-2 to Clifford. Evans back at shortstop, the third baseman. As the pitch is in the dirt, they're going to appeal. Nope, no appeal needed. Clifford down on three pitches for the second straight at bat. And Cash Mayfield has his fourth K. Now it'll be Juan Castillo, who popped out to the shortstop Jackson his first time up. Castillo, you see the average at 250 right now if you're watching on the live stream. He chases a fastball up and away, 0-1. I was starting to say that was the first out he'd made against a left-handed pitcher this year. Mayfield back with it, and the 0-1 high and away. One ball, one strike. Three of his four hits have come against lefties. 1-1 pitch. Skips in the dirt. That made it 58 feet. Two balls and a strike to the Grizzlies catcher. Just waiting for Juan to show off some power. 2-1 pitch. Oh, way out in front of a breaking ball. Saw it real late. And it's two balls and two strikes to Juan Castillo. One away in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Fresno lead. 2-2 pitch. Fastball got him by him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cash Mayfield. His fifth of the game. And now Tommy Hopvey will hit with two outs and nobody on. Fisher Jameson got warming at the end of the fourth for Fresno. Be interested to see if he comes out as Hopvey takes strike one. Mayfield really starting to find his stride. Pounding the zone, not messing around. Breaking ball gets ahead of Hopvey and skips the next one. One ball, one strike. Hopvey walked. Saw it well from the right side so far this year. 1-1 pitch. Chases a high fastball up around his shoulders. One ball, two strikes. Mayfield has mixed his pitches well today. Featured the off-speed stuff a lot more heavily. 1-2 pitch. Chopped softly back towards the mound. Mayfield charges, fields plenty of time, throws out Hot V. And that is the cleanest inning of the night for Cash Mayfield. Grizzlies go in order in the fourth. Mayfield with a couple of strikeouts, but Fresno still leads. It's 2-0 Grizzlies. We'll head to the fifth on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Uishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit lynnsrestaurantgroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Sward out here, operating partner, Jack's Car Wash Company, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast. Let's go Giants!
Grizzlies will go to the bullpen here in the fifth, up 2-0. It's Fisher Jameson, the right-hander out of the University of Florida, making his fourth appearance of the year. Well, come on. Jameson, no record. Six innings of work. He's allowed two earned runs. Seven hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. And he will take over for LeBaron Johnson. The right-hander was really good through four innings. Four hits that he scattered across those frames. Had a 1-2-3 inning in the second. He struck out six, didn't walk anybody. 9-1-2 due up for Lake Elsinore as we get the fifth inning started. Jameson's first pitch is flared to second, and a leaping grab by Roynir Hernandez, ranging to the right, 10 feet onto the grass, leaps up across his body and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Colton Vincent thought he had a hit off the bat. And this is just a great play as Hernandez read it right off of the bat and gets the out. Here's Kaysen Wells, reached on a fielder's choices last time, and he takes down low, just a bit low. Looked like it was at the knees, 92 from Fisher Jameson. One ball, no strikes. Switch hitter batting left-handed, almost takes out his teammate in the on-deck circle. Ryan Jackson didn't flinch. 1-1. Jameson getting a quick out, much needed. And this is lined to short right at Nolan Clifford, who takes a step to his left, bends down and catches it about knee high for out number two. So Lake Elsinore feels like they should have two hits. They've hit two balls well. That one just 88 off the bat, 92 coming in. And Wells hit it right at Clifford. Two away, nobody on for Ryan Jackson, who's looking for his first hit after an 0-for-2 start. He hacks at a fastball. 0-1. 2-0 Fresno, the top of the fifth inning. Fisher Jameson on in relief of LeBaron Johnson and bends over, strike two to get ahead of Ryan Jackson. Jackson, nine hits. Four of them came in one game this year. He fights off the 0-2 pitch from Jameson. 84-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch that Jackson was just able to get a piece of. Fisher Jameson winds and deals. 0-2 pitch. Jackson takes just below the knees. That fastball has not gotten the call down there. Both LeBaron Johnson and Fisher Jameson, good angle on the fastball. Both high release points. 1-2. Jackson grounds it to shortstop. Clifford ranging to his right, throws on the run. It is in time. Garcia hangs on the base. Clifford had to go a long way to his right, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Fisher Jameson, using the defense in the fifth inning. And the Fresno Grizzly defense doesn't let him down. To the bottom of the fifth, Fresno 2, Lake Elsinore 0. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top-quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
Promised you a good pitching matchup tonight, and both starters did not disappoint. New arm for Lake Elsinore here in the bottom of the fifth will be the right-hander Johan Moreno, 6'1 Venezuelan. Pitched for Lake Elsinore last year. Moreno 0-1 so far this year. This is his fourth appearance. He's given up 10 runs in 3 1/3, struck out 6 and walk 3. Yiker Reyes leading things off in a 2-0 ball game. Fresno leading, and the first pitch down and in. Reyes 0-2 against the starter Cash Mayfield. I think he's okay to see a right-hander as Moreno deals, and Reyes bunts it back towards the mound. Fielded by the catcher, Vincent, but he's not going to have a play. Yiker Reyes, the bunt single to start the bottom of the fifth inning. Vincent couldn't get a handle on it, but he was not going to have a shot at Yiker Reyes, who runs really well down the line. Real quickly, we'll get you the final line for the starter, Mayfield. 4 innings, struck out 5, gave up 4 hits, 2 walks, 2 earned runs. One of them was to this guy, Kelvin Hidalgo. One on, nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch, Hidalgo stings it into right field, but right at Tears, who took about 10 steps to his right, got there quickly, and makes the catch. Hidalgo showing really good power the opposite way. He got it out of the park, hit it off of the splash park retaining wall in right field. That was the home run that got the Grizzlies started. One out, one on in the bottom of the fifth. Now Roynier Hernandez, who's 0-2. Reyes really fast, and Moreno knows it. We'll check with a throw over to first. But back in safely with a dive is Yiker Reyes. How well does Reyes run? He's 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts this year. That is what he wants to do. There he goes. Pitch is low. Good throw from Vincent is high and late. Reyes maintains the base at second. Steal number 4 for Yiker. I mean, if I had to guess right now, Yiker Reyes, who's stolen 20 bases plus in each of his first two pro seasons, he's only 19 years old. I mean, 40, 50 bags, certainly within reach this year. 1-0 to Hernandez with the runner in scoring position now. And Moreno misses high with a fastball. 2 balls, no strikes to Roynier. Grizzlies' leading hitter coming into the night. He has been a run producer as well. 2-0 pitch. There goes Reyes. Pitches up and away. Vincent's throw is late, but the tag from Evans is not in time. I thought Evans made that look real interesting. Reyes swipes the base, his fifth. Cesar Galvez is saying, maybe you slow down. That was a great throw by Vincent. Oh, yeah, Evans didn't make the tag. Didn't touch him. I said the throw was late. I think the throw actually beat him, but Evans had to make a great play just to pick it. 3-0 to Hernandez. Infield draws in, but Moreno skips it in the dirt for ball four. And so the infield will probably back up the middle, try for a chance to turn a double play with runners on the corners and one out, and Blake Wright stepping into the box. Wright, 1-for-2. He has a steal. And out comes the pitching coach, Yoermin Bazzardo. And that will get time for the Storm to get some guys stretched out. Hey, you can skip the lines and buy your tickets online at FresnoGrizzlies.com with tickets starting at $8. Grizzlies Baseball offers one of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports. Of course, the $3 value menu that kicked off during the first three-game series here at Chuck Chancey Park to start the season. Ballpark classics like hot dogs, soda, chips, all just $3. There is no better place to spend your Tuesday night than at the park. And Thursdays are going to be fun, too. Got our first 1v1 food truck throwdown this week. I have Korean corn dogs, and fans get to pick the winner. Grizzlies trying to add towards their quest to win this one as Blake Wright takes the first pitch away from Moreno. Add some movement to it, and it's 1-0. Yiker Reyes, the bunt single to start this inning, and then he stole both second and third. Hidalgo flew out to right, and Roynier Hernandez walked. There goes Hernandez. Huge jump, and Wright swinging fouls off the breaking ball. Roynier Hernandez was just about at second base by the time that ball got to home plate. He had such a huge jump. But he has to go back to first on the foul ball. 2-0 Grizzlies in the bottom of the fifth. Wright trying to add to it. 1-1 pitch. Moreno deals, and Wright chases. This one got away from Vincent momentarily. Well, it's 1-2. Blake Wright had to have been looking for that pitch from Moreno both times because I think those were kind of stretching the zone. Moreno will throw over and check on Hernandez, who's back safely at first. Trying to keep the double play in order because the spin that Moreno has, if Wright does hit it, seems like it would be producing a ground ball. 1-2, there goes Hernandez, and it's a swing and a miss for strike three. Hernandez takes second standing up, but there are two outs in the inning for Felix Tena. I don't know. Official score does have an option here. I don't think anybody flinched. That might could make a case for defensive indifference. I will wait for the official ruling. Two outs, two on, two in scoring position for Tena. Moreno's pitch grounded to third. Evans got it. Step to his left. Fields throws, and just like that, the plug is pulled on the inning for the Grizzlies. They put two on and two in scoring position, but can't add to the lead. We have completed five here at Chick Chansey Park, beautiful downtown Fresno, where the Grizzlies lead the Storm 2-0. First game of this six-game series on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Come out to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Come for a seat close to the action. Come for Parker living their best life. Come with your family, your friends, and your friends who feel like family. Come for the food. Come for the food trucks. Come for the player autographs and high fives. Come for the fireworks. Come for the fun. Stay for the baseball. Only in minor league baseball.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. Keep your Toyota
a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places.
Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Back at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, where the Grizzlies are up 2-0 on the Lake Elsinore Storm. Fisher Jameson back out there for his second inning of relief. LeBaron Johnson was excellent once again for the Grizzlies, but does not qualify for the win, just going four innings. Of course, you can make some exceptions, but a really good start for the right-hander who struck out six. Fisher Jameson had a really smooth fifth inning. Three balls hit pretty well by the Storm, but no base runners to show for it. Now 3-4-5 due up for Lake Elsinore against the righty Jameson, and Lamar King stands in and takes down low. One ball, no strikes. King single back in the first, and he struck out against Johnson in his second at bat. So 1-for-2 tonight. 1-0 pitch, and he fouls one off the foot. But after that second pitch from Jameson, looked like it kind of hung up there. 92, a little bit of sink. One ball, one strike. Jameson was really good on Saturday. His best outing of the year. 2 1/3 innings in the win. He struck out three, allowed just one hit. No runs, no walks. Puts a fastball right at the belt. Sorry, it popped in the glove. But that had some bend to it. 1-2 pitch. Doesn't get the call off the plate away. That was another slider. And I think the pitch before was it just popped in the glove of Castillo so loud. A guessed fastball. 2-2 pitch. Jameson winds in, deals, and it's off the hands. It'll roll up to first baseline, but foul, missed the bag. 2-2 to Lamar King. Some of these offensive numbers for the Storm are just eye-popping. King came in hitting 375. That average goes up. He's 10-for-26 on the season. 2-2 from Jameson. Is in the dirt. Another off-speed pitch from Fisher. Payoff pitch, chop foul up to third baseline. Jameson, fastball slider, changeup guy. Mostly seen fastball slider so far tonight. Payoff pitch to King. And it's a fastball shot into right field. Tenna coming on, dives, and it skips into his glove. A base hit for King. Tenna tried to time one up earlier that kind of popped in and out of his glove going the other way. This time he had to go to the line. A much more challenging play. And I think the Grizzlies fortunate that one didn't get by him, that he was able to knock it down. So the leadoff batter aboard for the third time in the last four innings for Lake Elsinore. And Tears makes him pay deep into right field. This ball is back and over the manual scoreboard and gone. A two-run homer for Kavaris Tears. His first professional home run ties this game at two in the sixth inning. 106 off of the bat. And Trackman has that one at 436 feet. It went over the scoreboard. I think it went over the Lake Elsinore bus in the lower parking lot. That might have hit on the base of the flagpole. First pitch strike in there to big Alex McCoy. So a brand new ball game. Neither starter will factor in the decision. 0-1 pitch, and McCoy hammers it into left center field. Down for a hit. Over to it is Reyes, but it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Kicks up against the base of the wall before Reyes gets it in. And the guys making their professional debuts for the Storm are certainly impressing here in the sixth. Now it'll be B.Y. Choi as Juan Castillo goes out to get on the same page as Fisher Jameson. But there have been some loud hits. And how about this? The ball that went 436 feet, I think I told you that it was only, 109 off the bat? That ball that McCoy just hit was 117 off the bat. Actually, that 436-foot homer was 106 mile an hour off the bat. Choi swings and misses at the first pitch. He was 0 for 2 against LeBaron Johnson, getting his first look at Fisher Jameson. So the last inning of work, everything that Lake Elsinore hit was right at a Grizzly. They have made some adjustments here in the sixth. Ball in the dirt, good block by Castillo to keep McCoy at second. And so it's 1-1. I mean, all the numbers are telling you is Lake Elsinore is starting to hit the ball hard against the Grizzlies' bullpen. Choi takes just outside. That was a little bit further out than I thought watching it live. Two balls and a strike. 2-2. Here at the top of the sixth, new ball game. It's Lake Elsinore has nobody out and a runner on second. Choi chasing a high fastball, fouls it back to the screen behind home plate, and it's 2-2 still. Grizzlies scored one in the first on the Kelvin Hidalgo homer. A bases loaded Bach forced Felix Tena home in the second. 2-2 pitch. Choi pops it up. Left field. Shallow left. Clifford going out. Hopvey coming in. Hopvey will circle under and make the catch. And that's the first out in the sixth inning for Fisher Jameson. But as hard fought as it felt for the Grizzlies to take the lead and protect it over the first five innings, Lake Elsinore has come out here in the sixth and erased it with a snap of the fingers. Here's Zach Evans. He is 0 for 2. First pitch from Jameson. Down low. Ball one. Fastball below the zone. Ankle high. One ball, no strikes. Evans has gotten a lot of at-bats in the early going. 1-0 pitch. Jameson misses outside. They're going to appeal to the base umpire, Brady Parrish, who's standing at shortstop on the grass. Really hard to get that call on the appeal. Two balls, no strikes. McCoy doubled. He stands at second. Lake Elsinore trying to take its first lead. And Evans chases down below his knees. Two balls and a strike to Zach Evans, the Lake Elsinore third baseman tonight. 2-1, grounded to third. Dive by right, and it got under his glove into left field. McCoy held to make sure that one did get through, so he'll only scoot up to third, but it's a base hit for Evans. The fourth hit of the inning for Lake Elsinore. And there's one out. Runners on the corners for Yendry Rojas. Activity in the Fresno bullpen right now. Believe that is Fidel Ulloa, the LSU product who's getting ready. As Lake Elsinore tries to take its first lead of the game. First and third, one out. Rojas swings at the first pitch down the left field line. A high fly ball. Hopvey running towards the line at the bullpen, makes the catch. Tagging is McCoy. He's going to score. I don't know. The Grizzlies might want to appeal to third with when McCoy took off, Hotvey made a great catch right over the bullpen mound. But as it stands, a sacrifice fly off the bat of Yendry Rojas gives Lake Elsinore a 3-2 lead. And up to second on the play goes Zach Evans. 3-2, Lake Elsinore. A three-run inning as Colton Vincent swings at the first pitch, lifts it into right center. Felix Tenna coming on, will make the catch, and in the inning. But the two-run homer by Tears, a double by McCoy, and a sacrifice fly from Rojas has given Lake Elsinore a 3-2 lead. To the bottom of the sixth, Fresno now trails 3-2. On the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
Back at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, where the Grizzlies are now trailing for the first time tonight as they come to the plate. Down 3-2, Johan Moreno came on in relief of Cash Mayfield and kept the Grizzlies off the board, even though Fresno threatened with two on in the fifth and two in scoring position with less than two outs. They couldn't add to the lead. And Lake Elsinore immediately made them pay for that. A two-run homer by Tears, two batters into the inning, and then McCoy doubled and eventually scored. Garcia, Clifford, Castillo facing Moreno for the first time. And a first-pitch strike to Francisco Garcia from Johan Moreno. It's 0-1. Garcia 1-for-2 tonight, up to 217. He watches a fastball nick the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Garcia dropped the bat into the dirt, the tip of the bat, and said, I wish that wasn't called a strike. 0-2 pitch. He chases three pitches. Last one, a slider to get Garcia down on strikes to start this sixth inning. Well, the Grizzlies' offense this year has been really good in close games. Their four wins have come by a total of five runs. As Nolan Clifford stands in 0-for-2, happy to see somebody that's not Cash Mayfield, but he bunts it right back to the mound. Moreno fields, almost threw it away. Choi able to hold the base and then skip out of the way of Clifford. Four pitches into this inning, and Johan Moreno has two outs. And the Grizzlies don't have a base runner. It'll be Juan Castillo who comes to the plate trying to extend the inning. Castillo will swing and a miss. It's 0-1. He's 0-for-2. Moreno gets a swing and a miss at a slider up at the top of the zone. No balls, two strikes. Two pitch skips in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth, but the Grizzlies now trailing. 1-2, swing and a miss. Took 9 pitches for Johan Moreno to get through the 6th inning. And the Storm hold on to their lead, 3-2. We'll head to the 7th. Fresno trailing Lake Elsinore on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chukchansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
Third pitcher of the game for the Grizzlies will be Fidel Ulloa, right-hander from LSU. The Lodi native will come in with Fresno trailing 3-2. Ulloa will face the top of the Lake Elsinore lineup, Wells, Jackson, and King, due up here in the 7th inning. Fisher Jameson's day is done. 2 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned, no walks or Ks. Currently on the hook, though, should the Grizzlies not find their way out of the one-run deficit. First pitch to Wells, down low, switch hitter. Nope, he just bats from the left side. He is 0-3 today. Ulloa's fourth appearance of the year. He gets Wells to foul off the 1-0 pitch, 1-1. 22-year-old right-hander bounced back after his first outing in Inland Empire. Gave up 3 runs. He did walk 2 on Saturday, but didn't allow a run. Struck out 1 in that outing. Overall, Ulloa, no record with a 5.79 ERA. He bounced one in the dirt to Juan Castillo, and the catcher a little bit shaken up. Kota Omizu, the Grizzlies trainer out there with Cesar Galvez, the manager. Fans happy that Juan's okay. 2-1 to Cason Wells. Nobody out here in the 7th as Ulloa continuing to work. 2-1 pitch. Misses outside. 3 balls and a strike. Wells, really good speed. Trying to get on base. And he chops one high to short. Clifford gets a hop on its way down. Fields throws on the run and gets the speedy Cason Wells for the first out in the 7th. Nolan Clifford has been really good defensively. And Kelvin Hidalgo has gotten a majority of the starts over there. But every time Clifford has been out there, he's looked very sure-handed. He is a shortstop by trade. Jackson swinging at a first pitch fastball from Ulloa. Ryan Jackson 0-3 thus far, hitting with one out and nobody on in the top of the 7th. Lake Elsinore leading by 1 as Ulloa bounces the next offering. Fidel runs it up there, mid-90s with the fastball. Works out of the wind with nobody on base. 1-1 pitch, and Jackson fouls it in and out of the glove of Castillo. A slider from Ulloa that hung in the middle of the plate. It had a lot of good break to it. It's 1-2. Ulloa deals, and Jackson fouls the fastball off his hands. That got up into the sweet level. All the way up here at Chick Chansey Park, one of the few minor league venues that have three decks. 1-2. Just off the plate inside. Fastball maybe a bit low, too. Two balls and two strikes to Ryan Jackson. Leo is 2-2 in the dirt. This one down and away with the breaking ball. And the count is full, 3-2. Lamar King awaits on deck. The Storm DH, 2-for-3 tonight. Payoff pitch to Jackson, grounded sharply through the hole on the left side and into left field, a base hit. Great at-bat from Ryan Jackson. And Ulloa had leverage and was trying to get Jackson to swing at a pitch that he wanted him to swing at. But Jackson really disciplined. He is a prototypical two-hitter in the very traditional sense. That was just a great at-bat. Here's King instead. Ulloa throws over to check on Jackson, who has to dive back in head first to the first bag. King's two hits tonight have him up above 400 in the early going. He pops up the first fastball from Ulloa down the first baseline foul and into the second deck. 0-1. Ulloa's 0-1, and King chases another high fastball. This is up there. Ties up Lamar King. And Ulloa in the driver's seat at 0-2. And King turned and asked for time. King came into the day fifth in the Cal League in batting average. If his average hangs up there, he'd be up to fourth, depending on how everybody else is doing. Ulloa snap throw over. And they're going to call the balk on Ulloa. I believe he had exceeded the allowances for pickoff moves or disengagements. So Jackson into scoring position now. It changes the at-bat just a little bit. 0-2 to King. Ulloa deals. This one's fouled off the hands. Ran it up in there. 94. Castillo decides to get on the same page with Ulloa with the runner on second. 3-2 Lake Elsinore. The three-run sixth inning has flipped this game on the Grizzlies. The offense has gone cold over the last couple of innings. 0-2 to King. Ulloa deals, and it's outside. They'll appeal to the base umpire. No swing, says Brady Parrish over at shortstop. Really got to be down the right field line. The crowd here at Chick Chansey Park wanted the punch out. That's really hard to see a right-hand hitter from shortstop. Fastball gets the call. Strike three. Froze King. And the slider serves as the setup pitch because it had King thinking about something else. And for the second time tonight, he's down on strikes, this time looking. 94 on the outer black. Two outs, but now the big swing in this game. Caveras Tears will come to the plate. And a first pitch fastball poured in for strike one. Tears 2-for-3 in his pro debut, and that homer he hit almost hit the upper parking lot here at Chuck Chancey Park. That was hit a long way as Yoa misses outside. 1-1. That went over the manual scoreboard in right field, over the Lake Elsinore bus, and out by the flagpoles. 1-1, swing and a miss. Great change of speeds from Ulloa as Tears fishing, and it's 1-2. Pro debut for Kavarius Tears, and he watches a fastball right down the middle for called strike three. Ulloa surrendered the one-out single and then gets the next two hitters looking to end the seventh. Stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies trailing 3-2 to open up this series to Lake Elsinore. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the seventh at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. The Grizzlies trailing the Lake Elsinore Storm 3-2. Tommy Hopvi, Yiker Reyes, and Kelvin Hidalgo trying to figure out the puzzle that has been Johan Moreno. The Venezuelan right-hander has allowed just two base runners in two innings of relief of Cash Mayfield, who allowed two runs in his four innings of work. So Hopvi hitting from the left side, 0-for-1, and he watches strike one from Moreno. Oh, that was right at the top outside corner. I don't think Tommy cared for that one. Switch hitter, bend from the left side. Hopvi swings and hammers one into right field. A leadoff base hit for the Fresno State product. And Hopvi aboard to start the seventh. Exactly what the Grizzlies needed. That is just the third leadoff guy they've had on base tonight. And they have had trouble through the first nine games getting the party started. But they have the speed, and they have contact hitters who can put together a rally. Here's Reyes, a bunt single his last time, 1-for-3, and he takes down low ball one from Moreno. Moreno pretty smooth, other than a little bit of trouble to start the fifth when Reyes bunted to begin the inning. Not showing bunt that first pitch, and neither on the 1-0 as that bends in right down the middle. 1-1 to Yiker Reyes. Starting to climb up to 207. He had two hits in the opening night here. There goes Hopvi. Big jump. Fastball high. Throw down from Vincent. Skips to second. Hopvi crashes into second base and holds the bag. Head first slide. That is the fifth, sixth stolen base of the night for Fresno. And Colton Vincent looks like he has a really quick release. He has just not gotten the ball on target. 2-1 to Reyes. With the tying run now on second for Fresno. And Moreno misses high with the breaking ball. 3-3. Quickly activity up in the Lake Elsinore bullpen. as somebody pushed the panic button. But the tying run standing on second for the Grizzlies. Hotvey inching off of second, and Reyes watches it up and away for ball four. So now the go-ahead run now on base for Fresno. In front of Kelvin Hidalgo, who has homered. Two on, nobody out, bottom of the seventh. Moreno's first pitch, Hidalgo showing bunt and takes a breaking ball right at the top of the zone. Kelvin kind of pulled out of the way, looked at his manager, Cesar Galvez, at third and said, I promise you that was high. 0-1, Hidalgo showing bunt again. This is above Hidalgo's head. And Vincent snatches it from going back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Grizzlies would like to get the tying run to third and the go-ahead run to second. Willing to give up an out to do that. Hidalgo tried to put it down. He offered and could not get it down. He missed the bunt. It's 1-2. Hotvey on second after a leadoff single. Yiker Reyes then walked. Hotvey had a stolen base mixed in there. 1-2 pitch. Hidalgo still showing bunt, and Moreno pulled a breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Vincent. And it's even at 2-2. Bunt still on as a ball has got loose in the Lake Elsinore bullpen. And that'll cause everybody to stop. Hidalgo's first homer of the year in the first. Now trying to give himself up. 2-2. And they'll call that he went at it. The ball got away, so it's strike three on Hidalgo, but the Grizzlies can't capitalize. Neither runner could advance. Hotvey stuck on second. Reyes stuck on first. Grizzlies were trying to give up the out. Ended up doing that, but didn't get anything for it. So one out, and now Roynier Hernandez still looking for a hit tonight. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch from Moreno, up and away, ball one. Hernandez, a six-game hitting streak coming into tonight, has hit safely in eight of the first nine games. Had a really good road trip down at Lake Elsinore. Drove in seven runs. And he takes a fastball in there to even up the count. 1-1. Popped in at 93. 3-2 Lake Elsinore. The three-run sixth inning that is turned this game upside down on Fresno. They're trying to flip it right side up, and Hernandez bounces one foul off the end of the bat. Seemed like it had some dip to it. One ball, two strikes. Grizzlies have the base runners on against Moreno for the second time in the right-hander's outing. But he's trying to wiggle off the hook again. 1-2 pitch. Roynier fouls it back. That was a good pitch. Caught a lot of the plate. Maybe too good for what Moreno and Lake Elsinore would want to give Roynier Hernandez. 94, though, and he got away with it. 1-2 pitch. Up and away. Slipped out of the hands of Moreno. He's missed up there a couple of times tonight. And it's two balls and two strikes. Grizzlies trailing by a run, but have both the tying run and go-ahead runs on base. 2-2 pitch, and Hernandez drives it into right center field. This one hangs up, but it's going to fall. Drops in front of Tears. Hotvey had to wait. He's being waved around. The relay throw is up the line, and the tag is late. Hotvey scores. Hernandez ties this game at 3. Ryanair Hernandez, a great piece of two-strike hitting, gets a breaking ball over the middle of the plate. That one just hung up. The high bounce, I think, is what ended up doing it, because Jackson's throw was up the line, and Vincent, I don't think, could apply the tag on Hotvey, who slides in safe, ties this game at 3, and the Grizzlies have just knocked out the reliever, Johan Moreno. Lake Elsinore is going to make a change. And this pitching change is brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years. Roto-Rooter is open 24-7 with no weekend fees. Tell you about the new arm when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chancey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss, so get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Vicarte Domingo is the new arm for Lake Elsinore, the right-hander, 5'10", 195 pounds, Canadian-born from Vancouver, British Columbia, was with the Arizona Complex League team to start the year, and just has joined the Storm. First pitch to Blake Wright as he inherits a little bit of trouble. Grizzlies have tied it on the RBI hit by Roynier Hernandez at plated Tommy Hotvey. Now still cooking here in the seventh. Two on and one out for Wright, who is 1-for-3. And Wright, just behind a fastball, sends it back to the second deck. One ball, one strike. This is Domingo's fourth outing. He misses outside. He's allowed 3 runs in 3 innings, struck out 6, walked 5, and the walks have been the biggest issues for the Lake Elsinore pitching staff so far this year. That is what's gotten him in trouble. 2-1, pickoff play put on, and it hits off the glove of the second baseman, Rojas, and bounces into center field. Reyes to third, Hernandez to second, and the error puts the go-ahead runs both in scoring position with one out for Wright. Linfield draws in for Lake Elsinore. And Domingo stepped off, resets. It's a 3-3 game in the bottom of the seventh, opening game of this six-game series. Domingo deals, and Wright takes down low. 3 balls and a strike. Beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Fresno. Busy weekend ahead. Ball four outside. Loads the bases for Felix Tena. And the home crowd certainly remembers opening night here. But before Tena can step to the plate, one more visit from Yorman Bazzardo. Rowdy crowd tonight. Announced attendance of 2,149. Walk through the Kodiak Club pregame about 20 minutes after doors open, and it was pretty crowded in there. Been a really vocal crowd at all the right times tonight. As I was saying, it's a fun week to come out. Friday night, zoo night, presented by the Fresno Chaffee Zoo. Saturday's halfway to Halloween. That'll be fun. And then Easter Sunday. So come on out if you're thinking about it. Here's Tena, one out, bases loaded. First pitch from Domingo is outside. Fastball nowhere close. Down and away, one ball and no strikes. Tena is one for two. Singled back in the second, stole a base and scored on the balk. 1-0, chases, high and tight fastball, ran in. Tena, such a big swing, his helmet kicked back. Lifted up off of his head a quarter of the way. 1-1, breaking ball chopped. Left side, Evans will come home. His throw is dropped. Reyes scores, and the Grizzlies take the lead. Evans had a tough play there. I don't know if a good throw would have got him. It would have been real close as Reyes runs really well. But Evans did the right thing. He tried to cut down the go-ahead run. Now the pressure is on. But the Grizzlies looking to open it up. Up 4-3, Francisco Garcia can't check his swing. It's right at the belt for a strike. I believe it's been ruled an error. This is popped up out of play by Garcia. Just missed it. So it will be an error on the catcher, Colton Vincent, as Garcia fouls it back. Tena does get the RBI, though. Swing and a miss. No, excuse me, he doesn't. I was looking at the wrong column. Garcia down on strikes. So that's an important out for Vicarte Domingo. It's the second out of the inning. Now Nolan Clifford will have a chance to extend the Grizzlies' lead. Bases loaded, two outs, and Clifford takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Fresno had a shot in the fifth to extend the lead. In the bottom of the inning, they had two on and in scoring position with one out. Couldn't extend that advantage. 0-1 runs inside the back foot of Clifford, and Vincent saves it from going to the screen, 1-1. I bring that up because immediately in the sixth inning is when Lake Elsinore scored all of its runs. 1-1. Clifford watches outside. Ball 2-2-1. Roynier Hernandez is getting a huge lead off of third base. because Zach Evans, the third baseman, is basically playing shortstop again with a left-handed hitter. That is how Lake Elsinore has approached all of the Grizzlies' lefties. 2-1 fouled back behind a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Evans basically at shortstop, but in further than a traditional shortstop would play. Actual shortstop Ryan Jackson is basically behind the base at second. 2-2 pitch. Clifford swings and misses, and Domingo gets out of the seventh inning. Not before the Grizzlies score two runs. Fresno takes the lead on the Roynier Hernandez RBI that tied it. And then the fielder's choice gets the go-ahead run home. We'll head to the eighth. Grizzlies back in front, 4-3. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers. Place used oil filters into the program plastic bag and place next to your blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Fourth pitcher of the night for the Fresno Grizzlies and manager Cesar Galvez. It'll be the right-hander Luke Jewett making his fifth appearance of the year. The 6'4", 225-pound right-hander from Visalia originally. Eighth-round pick out of UCLA by the Rockies in 2024. And he's been somewhat of a magician for Fresno. His first outing of the year, he worked around a leadoff triple, and coincidentally in the extra inning win on Saturday at Inland Empire, he gave up a leadoff triple that had the automatic runner on, so that run was unearned, but he ended up holding on to the victory for the Grizzlies in that one. He got the win as he worked an inning in two thirds. He'll deal with 5, 6, and 7 in the Lake Elsinore lineup. It starts with the big righty Alex McCoy, who's 1-for-2. Absolutely smoked a double his last time up. And he chops this one to third. Right plays an in-between hop on a backhand, picks it, throws across the diamond. Garcia can't dig it out as it skipped low. And McCoy on board to start the eighth inning, the tying run on base for Lake Elsinore. See how that one is scored. It's a tough play all the way around. Right, just to pick it, did a great job. Here's B.Y. Choi, 0-for-3. Runner on. And Choi showing bunt, takes inside. It has been ruled an error. And I will try to tell you on who momentarily. I think, unfortunately, that's going to go on Blake Wright. He did all the hard stuff, though. 1-0 pitch to Choi. Grounded sharply to first. Garcia's got it. Throws to short. Clifford back to first. Double play. 3-6-3. And the error is erased on one pitch. The Grizzlies lead the California League in double plays induced by a pitching staff. How about another? Clifford with a nice and easy throwback. First pitch is down and out to Zach Evans. One for three. This is outside. Two balls, no strikes to Evans. Evans was in the middle of it last inning defensively. Threw home, tried to get the force out to cut down the would-be go-ahead run. The throw was dropped. He chops this one to third. Right, sliding to his left, can't glove it. It bounces into left field. That'll be a base hit. 10th hit of the game for Lake Elsinore, and I told you at the top of this broadcast, they could hit. Double-digit hits tonight. Hey, real quick, we're running out of outs, but I was going to put this out to everybody earlier. Feel free to email the broadcast whenever you're listening. TSLACK@FresnoGrizzlies.com. T-S-L-A-C-K. At FresnoGrizzlies.com. First pitch fouled back by Yendry Rojas. But today is Jackie Robinson Day. And that number was retired league-wide in Major League Baseball in 1998. Who was the last Rockies player to wear number 42 every day? Before now everybody wears it on this day, but who was the last Rockies player that was number 42? Send me an email, tslack@fresnogrizzlies.com. 0-2 pitch, runner goes, pitch outside, throw down, is in time! Evans caught stealing a laser from Castillo. And we'll head to the bottom of the eighth where the Grizzlies are going to try to add on some insurance runs. When it's time to make a run for insurance, Academy West Insurance is the insurance to fit your unique needs. It's 4-3 Fresno. Hope you'll let us know where you're listening from and let us know who is the last Rockies player to wear number 42. We'll answer that in the bottom of the inning. Send us a message, TSLACK@FresnoGrizzlies.com. 4-3, new pitcher coming in for Lake Elsinore as the Grizzlies look to add on to their lead. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
New pitcher for Lake Elsinore is Michael Morales, Venezuelan right-hander. The fourth arm of the game for Lake Elsinore. And he's going to try and keep the Storm within a run. He'll face Juan Castillo, Tommy Hopvey, and Yiker Reyes, 8-9-1. Didn't give you much time to answer, but Darren from Visalia got it right. The last Colorado Rocky player to wear number 42 as an everyday number, Armando Reynoso. Really good knowledge from Darren and Visalia. As the first pitch to Juan Castillo catches the inside corner for a strike. He's 0-3 tonight. Castillo, the Grizzlies catcher, with a great throw to end the top of the eighth inning, cut down Zach Evans trying to steal. This one's chopped to Evans at third, who gloves it on a hop and happily throws out Castillo as a small form of payback. Looked like he had a little spring in his step to throw out Castile, get him back. One out now. Tommy Hotvy will come to the plate. Hotvy scored the tying run after a leadoff single in the seventh on what was his best swing from the left side this year. That was absolutely hammered into right field. 108 off the bat. One for two so far today. He's also walked, and he takes down low. Grizzlies trying to add to the lead, and the guy who's turning into their closer, Nathan Blasick, is warming up in the bullpen. Should come on for the ninth. Fresno would love to get him some more runs. Fastball straightens up Hotvy. Too high. Two balls, no strikes. Mayfield was the starter for Lake Elsinore. Four innings, two runs, five Ks. Scattered six base runners, four hits, two walks. 2-0 to Hotvy. Even higher from Morales. Three balls, no strikes. Johan Moreno came on and was really good. Two and a third. But he is on the hook for the loss right now. He struck out four. That unearned run that came across was charged to him. Fastball misses inside off the plate, and Hotvy walks for the second time tonight, this time on four straight pitches. And there's a one-out base runner as the lineup turns over in front of Yiker Reyes. Vicarte Domingo worked two-thirds of an inning. Both outs he got via strikeout. He walked one. He was on the mound, though, on that fielder's choice that is the difference in this game. Here's Reyes showing bunt. He gets away from the catcher, Vincent, but Hotvy again didn't see it. And that was something that happened last inning. Hotvy was on second, and Roynier Hernandez, no, excuse me, it was Hidalgo, who was trying to bunt, trying to get the runner to third, and on the third strike, the ball got away, and Hotvy couldn't see it. 1-0 pitch. That runs away, and this one's easily seen. All the way back to the screen, Hotvy goes to second on the wild pitch. So now the insurance run in scoring position. Four to three, Fresno. The single runs in the first and second. Hidalgo's homer. And the balk with the bases loaded that brought Felix Tena in. And Fresno out to the 2-0 lead. 2-0 pitch here to Reyes. And he chases a high fastball. Two balls and a strike. But the Grizzlies failed to add on in the fifth, and then Lake Elsinore jumped ahead in the sixth. The two-run homer by Kavaris Tears. And Alex McCoy doubled and later scored on a Yendry Rojas sack fly. Up and away to Reyes. Three balls and a strike. But the Grizzlies finally found their rebuttal in the seventh, the bottom of the inning. A Hotvy single that started it. He scored on Roynier Hernandez's RBI knock. 3-1 pitch. Reyes swings through. Looked like a little wrinkle up in the zone. And the count is full, 3-2. After Hernandez singled in a run, Blake Wright was walked to load the bases, and then Tena chopped one at the plate. Reyes slid in safely on the dropped throw home. 3-2 pitch. Reyes fights it off again. And so far, first nine games, Fresno in these situations has shown their mettle, shown their toughness. Lake Elsinore hasn't been in one of these yet. 3-2 pitch. Reyes pops it up third base side. Evans coming towards his own dugout. Will get on the dirt and make the catch. taps the top of the railing just to keep his balance. And Reyes is out number two. That was a really good job by Michael Morales there. The way he pitched Reyes that entire at bat, he did not give in even with first base open. Now Hidalgo, 1-for-4. Looking to add that insurance run for the Grizzlies. With Hotfi standing on second. Slider too low. Ball one. Four to three in the eighth. Grizzlies closer Blasic warming up in the bullpen. Keeping an eye on the Grizzlies offense right now. Fastball up around the shoulders of Hidalgo, taken for ball two. Hot V on base for the third time tonight. Leads off second. 2-0 pitch. Nicks the inside corner. Does get the call. Two and one to Kelvin Hidalgo. Homer all the way back in the first. Got everybody excited. 2-1 pitch. Chopped up the middle. Long run for Rojas. Behind the bag. Fields throws quickly to first. Dug out by Choi. And that ends the inning. Good play by Yendry Rojas to keep the Storm within a run. One base runner, but it's left stranded. And as we head to the ninth, the Grizzlies are clinging to a 4-3 lead. Trying to get back to 500 with a win tonight. Nathan Blasic coming in on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Uishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Swart out here, operating partner at Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast. Let's go Giants!
Nathan Blasic on to shut it down for Fresno. 2-for-2 in save opportunities this year. Blasic, 6'3 right-hander, 210 pounds out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 19th round pick last year by the Colorado Rockies. And he has been in the middle of it for the Grizzlies. This is his fifth appearance. He's factored in three of the previous four decisions of games that he's been involved with. He got the first win of the year on opening night. He was on the mound when the Grizzlies scored. The next night he got the save. Finally did give up a run on Friday night at Inland Empire. He'll deal with Ross, Vincent, and Wells. A couple of lefties with the righties sandwiched in. 8-9-1 as the first pitch misses away. Yendry Rojas. He was at the plate when Zach Evans was caught stealing. Blasic misses away with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, a little low too. Two balls and no strikes. Just one run and 3 2/3 surrendered by Blasic. Comes back, gets a strike to Rojas, 2-1, probably taking all the way. The second save of the year for Blasic, he threw just one pitch in the Wednesday night win and back of Johnson then gets a big swing and a miss from Rojas, who goes down to a knee chasing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2. But Blasek's been good, and he's been used in high-leverage situations like tonight. 2-2 pitch, up and away, ball three. Rojas able to lay off. Left-hand batter. Been in the middle of the fray for the Storm tonight. Sack fly that got him up. That just misses inside, maybe a bit high. Blasek takes a stroll. Didn't have to be ball four, he felt. And Rojas aboard, tying run on for Lake Elsinore to start this night. Hey, big savings just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping trip and save money on your family's groceries, your neighborhood, your Save Mart. So we're going to get a left-handed pinch hitter. It will be Caden Hollow, who will hit for the catcher, Vincent. Vincent was 1-for-3. Ryan Burris loading up the lefties against Blasek here. Hollow, 6-for-24 on the season. Stands in with the tying run on first. And Blasek pours in the first fastball, just runs across the inside part of the plate at 95 miles an hour, called strike one. Hollow has also driven in some runs, 7 RBI on the season. And he fouls back the second offering from Blasek. That was over the heart of the plate, but down, and it's 0-2 to the pinch hitter. Hollow listed as an infielder, 5'11", from Nampa, Idaho. Played for Lake Elsinore last year as well. 0-2 pitch. Blasek deals, and it's lifted high into left center field. Yiker Reyes ranging to his right. A couple of feet in front of the warning track. Calls out Hopfi to make the catch. And that's out number one. Back to first goes Rojas. Hollow retired, and back to the top of the lineup goes Lake Elsinore. Kaysen Wells, 0-for-4, but has hit the ball hard a few times, will stand in against Blasek. One out, one on, 4-3 Fresno, top of the ninth. Blasek kicks and deals, and it's a fastball that runs high and tight, ball one. Remind you to stick around for our post-game show presented by Chick Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Name player of the game, have the call of the game, and get you set for the rest of this series this week. I'll check on Rojas over at first. The bench coach, Greg Starbuck, with a quick word of wisdom to Rojas, who leads off first base again. 1-0 pitch. Runner not going, and Blasek just misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes. 1-run ball game. It's been nip and tuck all night. Grizzlies had the largest lead of the game at 2 from the bottom of the second until the top of the 6th. Fastball runs high and tight. Almost took the hat off of Kaysen Wells, and then Castillo took the opportunity to throw behind the runner at first. Francisco Garcia, though, his first baseman, was caught off guard. So 3-0 to Wells. Blasek trying to bear down. And he misses, ball four. So 2 walks. Sandwiched around a flyout off the bat of the pinch hitter, Hollow. The tying run goes to second. The go-ahead run for Lake Elsinore is now aboard, and Cesar Galvez is coming out to check on Nathan Blasek, who has been so good in these leverage situations. He didn't have a walk through his first 3 outings of the year, 2 1/3 innings of relief, and had tallied a strikeout in every appearance entering tonight. But he walked 2 batters on Friday night, and he has walked 2 here to start this outing. When you're craving authentic Italian cuisine, Roma Italian Kitchen is the place to be. From their hand-tossed pizzas to delicious pastas and classic Italian dishes, Roma serves up big flavors that will have you coming back for more. Here's Ryan Jackson. One out, two on in the ninth, and he is taking all the way. Five straight balls from Blasic, and it's 1-0. Jackson did pick up a hit in the seventh. Blasic misses again, up and away. And Nathan Blasic starting to work himself further into a jam. Jackson's hit was the only one surrendered by Fidel Ulloa. Blasic misses with the slider. 3-0. And trouble lurking because Lake Elsinore has the heart of their order, who has hit it hard tonight, lined up behind Jackson. 3-0 pitch. Just catches the inside black. 3-1. Rojas off second. Wells off first. They both run well. 3-1 pitch. That's on the inside corner as well. 92 from Blasic. And the count is full. Be interesting to see what Lake Elsinore does here. Defense in no doubles for Fresno. Wright hugging the line at third. The outfield fairly deep. Hopfe with his heels on the warning track in left. 3-2 pitch. Jackson watches. Called strike three. Big out number two for Nathan Blasic. He fell behind Jackson, 3-0, comes all the way back. And now there are two outs. Not out of the woods yet, though, as Lamar King will come to the plate. He has singled twice and struck out twice, 2-for-4 tonight. Blasic's first pitch, slider bends away, 1-ball, no strikes. It's a concerning pattern that King has had tonight for Fresno, because he singled in the first, he struck out in the third, he singled in the sixth, he struck out in the seventh. And he takes a fastball in there, 1-1. King rolled up onto his tiptoes as he took it like he was thinking about swinging. I have to believe the take sign was on until Blasic threw a strike in the at-bat. 1-1 pitch. Chop to the first base side. It's going to roll foul. And it's 1-2. Crowd announced attendance of 21,049 tonight. Trying to cheer the Grizzlies to victory. Start to rise to their feet. Time called. Lamar King drawing the ire of the fans here at Chick Chansey Park. I told you they've been vocal. 4-3 ball game. Fresno leads by a run. Two outs. The 1-2 pitch to King. Slider off the plate away. Ball two. Lake Elsinore with the tying run on second. The go-ahead run on first. And a very talented hitter in Lamar King at the plate. 2-2 pitch. Blasic deals. Fouled back right off the hands. And King just about coming out of his shoes. Like it's not the final strike of the ball game that Lake Elsinore is down to. Two and two again. Blasic stares at Rojas and delivers. The slider misses inside. And so now Lake Elsinore will have movement. Rojas will get a jump off second. And Wells, who runs with great speed, will get a head start from first. Payoff pitch, two outs, top of the ninth. 4-3 Fresno. Blasic deals and King skies it deep into right field. Tenna into foul territory. Reaches up, makes the catch. And that is the ball game. Brian Burris is trying to run out and say that that ball was dropped. Malik Coleman and Brady Parrish are going to conference, and that's a false start. Tenna dropped it. And that is new life. They're starting to draw the carts onto the field, and they're going to have to turn around. The light started flickering. The out call was made. And so the gates flung open. And our ground screws got to turn tail, close up the gate. New life for Lamar King. Blasic's got to regroup. 3-2, two outs. One run game. Runners go. Pitch. Fouled at the plate. Lamar King just got it by the hair on the laces. The ball might be a little fuzzier after that swing. Another 3-2 pitch. Blasic delivers. Fouled off. Our fourth full count pitch with the game in the balance. By pitches, this is the longest outing of the year for Nathan Blasic. This will be his 27th pitch of the inning. Payoff. Runner goes. Chop towards short. Clifford, tough hop, will get it. Throws on the run. Got him at first, and that is the ball game. Fresno wins 4-3. Nathan Blasic shuts it down for his third save of the year. And the Grizzlies are back to 500 with the series opening win. Final line, Lake Elsinore, 3 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors. Fresno, 4 runs on 7 hits, charged with 3 errors. Lake Elsinore falls to 2-8. Fresno now 5-5. We'll get you everything else in the Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino postgame show coming up. Stick around. This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers. Place used oil filters into the program plastic bag and place next to your blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. For information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
Into the right field corner, back and gone! Right off the splash park sign. Beyond the fence, and Hidalgo with his first home run as a Grizzly drives it out, and the Grizzlies take over.
It still
was a 1-0 lead for the Fresno Grizzlies. in the first inning. The Kelvin Hidalgo homer got Fresno off on the right foot, and they would have to battle back, but they end up winning 4-3 on this Tuesday night. Welcome back to Chuck Chancey Park. I'm Tim Slack. This is the Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino Postgame Show. Come on up to Chuck Chancey Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended giveaway, Chuck Chancey promises an unforgettable experience. Somewhat of an unforgettable game in a lot of ways because just every play was nip and tuck, it seemed like, tonight. Hidalgo got the Grizzlies off to the right start, but it was the pitching matchup that drew a bunch of intrigue. LeBaron Johnson for the Grizzlies had a really good pro debut in his first outing last week down in Inland Empire. Cash Mayfield was really good for the Storm in his first start against Modesto back at his home in his pro debut as well. Well, tonight, LeBaron Johnson got off to a good start again for Fresno. He got a ground out of Kaysen Wells and a pop out to start the game. He worked around a single from Lamar King and got Kavaris Tears to strike out to end that first inning. Hidalgo somewhat suddenly hit the home run out to right field to get the Grizzlies on the board. And that somewhat stunned Cash Mayfield, who had not given up a pro home run. This was a guy who had only given up four hits last year when he pitched a full season. Granted, it was high school in Oklahoma, but not a guy used to giving up hits. Hidalgo got the hit, got Fresno on the board, and that's where they stayed. They stayed in the lead for most of the ballgame as they would add one in the second. Felix Tena singled to start that inning. He stole second. Francisco Garcia singled and stole. Then after a walk, loaded the bases. A balk forced Tena home. So it was 2-0 against Cash Mayfield, and that seemed like plenty. LeBaron Johnson was really good. Set down Lake Elsinore in order in the second. He did work around two singles to start the third, and Lake Elsinore threatened a fielder's choice, put runners on first and third before a couple of strikeouts ended that inning. And then Johnson, more trouble in the fourth, a single and a walk to start the inning, but two punch outs to alleviate the pressure, and then a ground out where he had to cover first base off the bat of Yendry Morales to end that inning. That would be it, though, because Johnson got up, I believe 75 pitches was the end of his outing tonight. Four innings, six strikeouts, no walks, just the four hits. I said no walks, but thought there might have been one back in the fourth. I'll have to go back and double-check that based off the line. Anyways, no runs in the outing. LeBaron Johnson really good again, but didn't qualify for the win. So it was up to the Grizzlies' bullpen. But in the sixth inning, after the Grizzlies had failed to add to their lead, the Lake Elsinore Storm jumped on Fisher Jamison. Lamar King singled to start the inning, and then Kavaris Tears just hit a moonshot over the right center field manual scoreboard to tie the game. Alex McCoy hit a ball even harder off the bat, 117 miles an hour, doubled into left center. He would later score on a sacrifice fly by Yendry Rojas, and Lake Elsinore all of a sudden had the lead, but the Grizzlies fought back in the bottom of the seventh against the Storm bullpen. It was a little bit of a rally for the Grizzlies. Tommy Hotvey, the leadoff single, he stole second. Then Yiker Reyes walked after Kelvin Hidalgo couldn't move the runners over via the bunt. It was Roynier Hernandez singling in a run to tie the game. Then after Blake Wright walked to load the bases, Felix Tena grounded the ball to third base, and Zach Evans, the third baseman, threw home, but Colton Vinson couldn't squeeze it, and into score came Yiker Reyes, and the Grizzlies had a 4-3 lead. From there, the bullpen was good. Fidel Ulloa, by the way, pitched a scoreless seventh inning, struck out two, allowed just one hit. Believe he gets the win. He does. He's now 1-0 on the year. Luke Jewett pitches a scoreless eighth for the hold, as he was solid as well. Worked around a couple of walks, getting a strikeout and worked around the error and got the double play, and then worked around a single before Juan Castillo caught Zach Evans stealing to end that inning. And then Nathan Blasic worked around a couple of walks in the ninth to close it out. Fidel Ulloa, the win, as I said, he's 1-0 on the season. Johan Moreno tagged with the loss. He is now 0-2. And Nathan Blasic picks up his third save of the season. Told you the announced attendance, 2149. I believe the game clocks in about 2 hours and 48 minutes. Trying to see if I can find the official time tonight. First homer of the year for Kelvin Hidalgo and first professional home run for Kavaris Tears on the Lake Elsinore side. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up and send you home, get you ready for tomorrow. Grizzlies win this one 4-3 from Chukchansey Park in Fresno. We'll wrap this up on the Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino postgame show right after this.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
Grizzlies win tonight 4-3. Back at Chukchansey Park as we wrap this one up. Fresno now 5-5 on this season. Lake Elsinore falls to 2-8, but plenty more games left in this series. Tomorrow night, 6:50 is the start time. And a great Wednesday opportunity. Bring your family out to the ballpark. The Grizzlies have Ismael Luciano lined up against Kleber Olmedo for Lake Elsinore. Series will continue Thursday. We have our 1v1 food truck throwdowns. We have our dollar value menu, $3 value menu with ballpark classics and beer specials. Plenty of things to come out and enjoy at the ballpark. Friday night, Zoo Night presented by Fresno Chaffee Zoo. Saturday's halfway to Halloween, as well as their first community outreach night of the season. And then Sunday is Easter Sunday, and we'll wrap up the series at 1:05. Take a quick look around the California League tonight. Modesto improved to 8-2 with a 9-4 win over Inland Empire. Both of these teams played those teams last week. Grizzlies were down at Inland Empire, and Modesto visited Lake Elsinore. So Modesto snaps its two-game losing streak with the win over the 66ers tonight. They hold firm atop the North Division standings. Grizzlies don't gain a game on them. Stockton also won as the North pretty much had it in hand tonight over the South. They beat Visalia 6-1 just down the road as Stockton now 6-4. Visalia falls to 3-7. And I am missing the Rancho score tonight that you can find on MILB.com. As I mentioned, we'll be back tomorrow night. Ismael Luciano and Kleber Olmedo will go at 6:50. We'll be back here on ESPN 1430 if you're listening in Fresno. That game on Thursday. And both pregame shows will start at 6:35, 6:50 first pitches. Hope to see you out here at the ballpark. If not, so glad that you will tune in, and we'll talk to you then. Fresno wins tonight. Final score 4-3 as the Grizzlies are back to 500 and looked good as they pull out another close ball game. They now have 5 wins by a combined total of 6 runs this year. Well, that'll do it for tonight. For my producer back at the ESPN studios, Jorge Rodriguez, And on behalf of the Fresno Grizzlies, I'm Tim Slack from downtown Fresno. Good night.